Mani Padme Uma. Om, greetings to you.
Greetings.
We just wanted to come in one more time and do a farewell message.
Yeah.
But it is a message that comes because of all that has been going on here. We are watching diligently, those of us of the Ascended Masters, those of the Galactics, and you must understand that everyone is aware of this group. You have no idea yet just how important this group has become and is yet to become more. And the message that we are here to give now at this time is what is coming next. You are working on a program, as has been said. You are talking about going and continuing the journey for the records and all of these things. And all of this has been building and building and building from one advance to the next. And each advance, as you are beginning to understand, you say, how can that last one be topped? And then it is topped. And the next one, it tops the one before that, and so on. And we did say, did we not get ready for amazing? But the amazing things are yet to come because of who this group is as a collective consciousness together. You are been drawn back together again as you understand now the old soul. James did not even fully understand this old soul, even though he memorized it, he knew it, he can chant it and all of these things, but he did not fully understand the full ramifications of what he has begun here and what you have all contributed to this process. This is only the beginning, people, only the beginning now. You are in a process of raising vibrations within yourselves, certainly, but also as a group. And as you continue to raise your vibrations as a group, the vibrations all around you raise from this group consciousness that has been built here. And the vibrations will continue to raise and raise. This is why it was determined, not by us, but by those who even mentor to us, that it was time for you all to have this anointing, for you to be given as somewhat christened so that you could go out now and spread the light more and more, as if you each carry the sword of Michael and you can knight each one as you come to them. This is what it is becoming. Do you understand the founding fathers of this nation? And this is why we wanted to come and give this final message. You understand who they were. You understand what they were about, and that Saint Germain has been so influential in all of that. Well, Saint Germain wanted us to come and give you this message that you are all as the founding fathers and mothers, if you want to look at it that way, as forming not a new nation, but a new understanding that is going to spread from here and from there to here and there and on and on and on. It is as the James gave here briefly through with the higher self coming through that you are preparing a presentation to the world. This is what this group is going to become. If all things continue as they are, this is the mission that you are all taking on, and it is going to reverberate far and wide as a result of this. You have heard before Sananda speak of the tables and the 12 of 12, but what you did not know is that you are the only ones that he has yet shared this with. You are the ones that will begin this process if you choose to do so. You are the ones that will take the seats first, because you are the only ones that have had this experience at sitting at those tables up to this point. So do you understand where we are going with this now? Or rather, more importantly, where you are going with this and the importance of all of this? And now also, the one Moses is speaking about protection, speaking about making sure that everything, all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, and that there is the protection, because as you do continue to grow, and as you continue to work more and more with these records, until those changes come where the cabal has been neutralized fully, you have to be careful about this. We give you protection. We surround you with light. You have no idea how much light you all have around you from all of us, from Ashtar's command, from the Pleiadians that are getting ready to come to the planet and make themselves known. And to all that are in the Galactic Federation, all that come from the Andromeda Council, it is on and on and on, council after council. And all of these councils, believe it or not, are aware of this group becoming what it is. Ancient Awakenings is not by happenstance that this name was given. And even the fact that it is AA, as you always say, that is also something important here. And you are all becoming more and more a part of this. But the important thing and the mission that you have all taken on now, those of you that have been involved in this anointing this weekend, you have all taken on the mission of going now and spreading, as if you are spreading the seed that will germinate to all that are ready. And that is a tremendous responsibility that has been given, just as it was given by Yeshua to those of his disciples, those that went out and spread the seed. You are to do the same thing if you will take this upon yourself. If you do not, that is okay. There is no one ever to be forced to do anything. This is by choice completely, all within your choice. So if you are ready to take this, then we will continue to work with this group. We will work with this group anyway, but we will continue to even increase the pressure or the vibration that comes to this group, because all of you now are going to begin to feel the vibration that is being sent by Archangel Michael and all of the other archangels now. They are all so much aware of you, and they are going to be sending vibration after vibration. The one Daryl has already felt that. That was what happened there. It was not the dark night of the soul. It was the vibrations coming from the archangels that created the vibration that went into him and the consciousness that developed as a result of this. He is a new man as a result of this. He does not yet understand that, but we are saying this. And this one, James and Daryl, have a connection which they have not yet pursued, but the James has begun to get the understanding that the two are linked here beyond what even is imagined at this point. Just as the James is linked with Sananda beyond yet what he imagines. And many of you here in this room are linked to your various twin flames, your twin souls, and it would astound you as to what some of them are with you, as you have already begun to understand the aspects and how this works. And it is all beginning to come back to you. And as these downloads come, you will realize more and more the importance that Ruby has come to understand now. This was a meaningful expression in this weekend for not only Ruby, but for many of you here, many of you that journeyed far and wide to come here, but you have not even begun to see or begin to understand the journey that is yet ahead of you. And it will, in some ways, cause some of you to decide to not participate, because the journey can get a little bit rough. This is why we have been saying to this group, and this group especially, that you need to keep those seatbelts fastened, because this journey ahead of you is going to become somewhat rocky. It especially, and we're saying this now so that those that are not equipped for this will decide not to go, because the journey that is ahead of you going down to that crater area, not that it is difficult in the sense of physical difficulty, it is not, but in the sense of emotional and mental difficulty. That is what some of you may struggle with, but it will be an opening that will come to you that will be beyond anything you have had up to this point in this lifetime. We can assure you that. I am Saint Germain, and as our dear one who served said, our dear brothers, in light, in love, in connection, I have been very involved in the founding of this country, as you all know. As you all, many of you know, I was there when the Declaration was signed. I was a part of that. And I have been there with all of you, lifetime after lifetime now, in the continuance of this great nation, to bring back the republic that was started at that time. It has not been a republic as you are knowing what that would be like. It has not even been fully a democracy. It is becoming a socialistic movement. It is becoming something that is going out of control. But even though I say that now, I want you to know that all is under control. All those machinations that you are seeing happen by the various cabal entities that are continuing to wreak havoc, continuing to do what they've always known to do. And this is all they have known to do from the beginning of their life this time up until this point, and even many lifetimes before this. This is all they have known, and they continue to do the same thing over and over and over. And in the past, it was successful for them. But as you are knowing now, it is no longer successful. Those of you, the light workers, the warriors, the ones that are anchoring and sharing the light, all of you know now, as these things happen around the world, you know that it is the death pangs is all that is coming through now. The death pangs of those that are continuing to do this, those that are continuing to block the light as much as they can. But the light is shining through everywhere. And very shortly, you will begin to see that light coming through the clouds in a way that you have never seen before. That is the cosmic changes that are in store here. Not to say that the event is around the corner, although we can say it is almost so, but to say that the changes are coming fast now, and they will continue to come. More and more of the whistleblowers are coming forward, bringing intel that is behind the scenes. Those things that have been held back up to this point, those things that have been covered from your eyes up to this point. But that is all coming to an end, because these whistleblowers, these ones bringing the intel forward, are coming forward now in droves, and they are drowning out all of the machinations that the cabal is continuing to attempt to do. And even your media services, your what you call the mass media, is even beginning to make turns and movements toward becoming free of those controls, those holds that those in charge have had over them. You see, the journalists that are involved in the media, they want to tell the truth, but they are kept from that up to this point. They want to share what they know. They want to share it to the world, but they have been forbidden to do it, other than unless they want to lose their jobs, unless they want to threaten their families, unless they want to lose their lives. They have been threatened more than you can possibly know. So as you watch some of these episodes, some of these news reels come through, understand as they are speaking the rhetoric that they were told to do. It is not from their heart that they are doing so. So send them love whenever you can. Don't laugh at them. Don't say that they don't know what they're talking about or they are spreading fake news. Yes, it is fake news, but it needs to be surrounded with love and understanding, because they are doing the job, the only job that they can do at this point. But I tell you now, as Saint Germain, as the one who has been watching over this country, as the one that has been instrumental behind the scenes of bringing everything out into the open, even that of Nasara, even those that don't believe there is such a thing that exists, I can tell you it does exist. It is there. It is ready to be rolled out. It has been ready for some time, but it has been held back purposefully because it wasn't the right moment yet. Because you see, when Nasara is announced, when the arrests begin more in earnest, the population of this country will be up in arms. They will not know what is hitting them unless it is done gradually. At one time, it was determined it would just all come out at once. And those that would accept it, wonderful. Those that would not, well, then that is their path. But that was decided to not bring forth. It was decided to hold back on this. It was decided to hold back on the event because the world, the population of this planet, was not yet ready for it. So the energies have been held back. You see, the energies could have come in one day years ago, and it would have changed everything. But many that you know of around the planet would no longer be here. They would not have survived those energies. You would have, those of you, and even some of your family members would have, but some of them would not. And how would that have been in creating great fear across the nation and across the world? So those times are over. Those times of holding back the energies. The energies are going to begin to come now. They're going to begin to flood in waves of energies. And this was the beginning of what the Daryl experienced here. This is the beginning of that. So all of you now get ready for this, because this is coming, and you are going to find that dark night of the soul. At least it will appear to be that, but it is not yet that. But you will experience changes and shifts within you that are you have only yet begun to imagine. Now, that is not to frighten anyone. We would certainly never share fear or spread fear. It is to prepare you for the shifts and changes that are coming, and they are going to come within you, and then it will spread outside of you. And this is what the one who serves and all of us wanted you to know, that you are all on the precipice now of changing many lives across the planet. This is the mission that you chose. When you saw the call for ancient awakenings and you decided to answer that call, you chose at that time to be a part of this mission, to be a part of the calling here. You were called a long time ago and you all chose to be here in this evolution, to be a part of this as volunteers to be here of the 144,000. But now you have all chosen this next part of this mission, this greater part. I would say now this greatest part of this mission is just in front of you. So your lives, as you know them, are going to begin to change. They are already changing because those of you that came from far and wide have already changed what would normally have been. In the past, those of you would have said, I do not have the money. I do not have a way to go. I am not sure I can make the trip. And you would not have. But because you have accepted the mission, you are here. And you are part of this. And you are more a part of this than you can yet begin to realize. But as I say, as the one who serves continues to say, as Sananda, as Archangel Michael, as Adama, as Ashtar, and so on, all of us, as we continue to say, the time is now for you to pick yourselves up out of your seats, get yourself off of those couches, and do what you came here to do. Whatever that might be, but listen to that wee small voice within you as it whispers and whispers and whispers. And when you do not hear the whispers, it shouts and shouts and shouts. And that is what you are going to begin to hear now. If you have not already, you are going to begin to hear the shouts. And it will move you in directions that you had never planned on before. One of those is this journey, this expedition that is going to be put together. And all of you must make sure that this one James does not back off from this. He already has some reservations about this, about going back down there. But he is also excited about it. So there is a push-pull that is going on. And all of you, those of you especially that would make this journey, stay after him. Make sure that this continues. Be a part of this expression. Be a part of the planning of this. Don't leave it up to just James to plan this whole thing, or the Joanna to be the support behind him for this. All of you, get on board and plan this and work together. Because I tell you, it will only be as you work together that you will be successful in bringing those records forward. I leave you now as Saint Germain with the violet flame surrounding all of you, the violet flame that continues to burn within each and every one of us. And will continue to burn and will continue to provide the protection that you all need, as well as the protection that will come from the archangels on a regular basis to all of you. Peace and love be with all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow.